Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. My name is Clarissa Booker, and I'm a holistic coach and beauty expert. I'm here to empower and motivate you to improve your health and lose weight by adding more whole plant foods into your lifestyle. In addition, kick stress to the curb. So be open to receive, because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Hey there, my friend. Hope you're having a wonderful day. So today we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, Halloween. Some of you might celebrate it, you might not. But ideally, it's more about it being like the kickoff of the holidays. And if you're trying to lose a few pounds and it's something you're always dealing with, you might be like, I don't know about this, but it's okay. All right. I mean, holidays can be stressful for a number of reasons. But for one, if you are not dealing with a food addiction, just give yourself permission to enjoy it, right? Because we don't want to get caught in that diet culture where we are depriving ourselves, when you're restricting too much. So if you feel okay with it, then you can allow yourself to eat whatever that item is. Maybe like a Snickers bar, Twix. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing random things out there, okay? So allow yourself that to enjoy it and give yourself grace for the day, right? Or whatever it is. So it's not like one day is going to throw you off track, okay? So if you have a couple of items, it's okay. Just don't get into the mindset of, oh, I'm a terrible person and I fell off my diet and all of these things. No, you're not. You're just living your little life, okay? Like we're all doing. So just make sure that you're okay with that and prepare yourself for that mentally. You know, be like, set yourself up, be like, I'm going to go ahead and enjoy this day with my family. I'm going to take my kids out. Or maybe you're going to go to an event, whatever that is, however you're choosing to enjoy it, okay? Because it's different for everyone. And just give yourself that grace for that day. And if you're going to have candy in your home, you could always buy it one day before. So it's just not sitting around. It'll be less temptation for you to snack on it. Because you know, if it's just sitting there in plain sight, you might just kind of gradually walk over to the cabinet or the bowl where everything is. So trying to buy it one day before, and you also can give out other items like pencils, stickers, you know, or like little toys, things. And they'll still be happy to get like little toys. And you know, you could just be creative, you know, and you also can make your own items. So turn it into a fun like art project, you know, get everybody together and just find different activities that everybody will like. If you know that a lot of you like cookies, make your own cookies. Like I will make like some plant-based cookies, and you know, doing it that way, you know what you're getting in there, because it's one thing to buy a bag of cookies per se, but then when you're making your own, you know exactly the ingredients that you're putting into it, and you can swap out. Cookie's gonna put your cookie, all right? But you can swap out your sugars, right? Right, for example, there's so many things you could do, and you know exactly what's in there, right? So even though it's still a cookie, you can make a healthier version. You can make a healthy-ish cookie, right? It's still gonna be good, okay? Still gonna be good. Kids still gonna love it. You're gonna love it. So it's just different things. You just gotta be a little creative, right? Get those creative juices flowing and just get in there and create. And another way to help keep you from overindulging in all the sweets is just making sure you take the time to eat your meal throughout the day. So try not to skip any of your meals, then go all in on all the candy, right? So just making sure that you're eating your balanced meals throughout the day so that whenever it gets to that point, you're not ravenous. Because you know, once you start eating the candy, is you're just going to want to eat more and more. So it's like the minute you put the sweets in your mouth, you're just going to get like the surge of dopamine. It's like this feel good hormone. And then it's just going to give you these addictive properties and you just can't help it. The sugar is going to go into your bloodstream, right? And it's going to suppress the fullness hormone leptin. And it's going to just make you want to eat all of the candy, right? I mean, they know what they're doing when they're creating all these sweets, you know, all the junk food. They know what they're to put in there in order to get you to eat more of it. It's just like that Pringles commercial from back in the day. You can't eat just one. And besides the fact that you're going to eat your meals that day as well, just trying to also plan ahead, right? Giving yourself grace for what you're going to do. Go out and enjoy yourself. try to plan for the next day. Like, what are you going to have for breakfast, right? You can have a tofu scramble. Get yourself some good protein in there. Get some, add some vegetables, maybe a little avocado, some healthy fats, you know. And just go ahead and plan for what you're going to do the next day. And that'll also remove any guilt that we do not want you to have. So give yourself grace so you don't feel guilty in any way, because you have to allow yourself to enjoy things. If you are doing something that's so restrictive, it's going to be freaking you out. You ain't got time for that. No. So just give yourself that ahead of time. Be like, this is what I'm going to do. And then plan for the next day. Just enjoy the day for what it is. And once you do that, it will be less likely for you to binge. Okay. So enjoying it and practicing mindfulness. Like, just think about a piece of chocolate, right? Let's say you got a little Hershey Kiss or something like that. Just taking each benefit from it, right? Using like all your senses, right? And looking at how the chocolate's wrapped, the little cute little silver wrappers, got the little paper hanging out, says Hershey Kiss on it, right? How does the wrapper sound? Looking at the color, looking at the words that it says, right? Just enjoying the moment, opening the chocolate nice and slowly, right? How do you feel? I mean, are you going to get any memories from when you were a child, right? Thinking about how your children are enjoying it. You know, like, what does it make you think of? And then putting it into your mouth, not immediately eating it, looking at the sensations that you're feeling, right? And just taking note of everything, being in the moment, being in the present moment, looking at that chocolate. How is the texture of it? You know, looking at the beautiful chocolate, because who doesn't love chocolate, right? Is it light? Do you have a big piece, a little piece? Smelling it, right? Looking at the smell, right? Taking that all in. Does the smell also make you think of anything, right? Does it make you think of a fond memory, a relative, a family member, any friends, right? And then when you're not eating it, you know, feeling how it feels in your mouth. Is it melting, right? That chocolate on the roof of your mouth, your tongue. How does it feel, the consistency of it? You know, then you might move the chocolate around. Just all these little things, right? Just taking it in and enjoying it for what it is. Then as you slowly start to taste it, just paying attention to how that makes you feel, right? What is happening to the chocolate? How are we feeling during this whole process? And then as you're swallowing the chocolate, the taste that lingers behind, you know, how are you feeling throughout the whole thing, right? Does this sound excessive for eating a little piece of chocolate? You know, it's you know, enjoy the moment. You know, enjoy the moment and savor it. It's these little things that can make all the difference. Okay, so after your lovely weekend, I would love for you to pick up this guide, and it has some healthy, yummy plant-based recipes in it. bit.ly/WFPBpower. That's WFPB Power. And of course, the link is also in the show notes. And I would love for you to leave a review, give any thoughts. All right, until next time.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for coming by. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on your favorite platform. And also, don't forget to leave a written review, as well as share this episode. That's how we spread the message.